the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast presented by DraftKings Sportsbook. And we're banging the drum for more ball, Lundy, because our teams are still alive in their respective conference tournaments. My University of Illinois Fighting Illini pounded Rutgers into oblivion, winning by 22 and scoring the easy cover on the 7.5. And how about your Beavs, man? The Beavers knocking off their arch rival, Oregon, with a three-point barrage that nobody saw coming. Even Bill Walton, who was covering the game, he was like, oh, the Beavers slapping their tails, building the dam, great for the environment, and hitting threes all over the place. It was remarkable what Ethan Thompson was able to do, a guy that was shooting like less than 30%, and he had five trays alone in that game. So you got to be basking in glory, aren't you, amigo?
I am, but here's the thing that started happening yesterday during that game, Brad, is that because you and I are here in the Mile High City, we have a lot of friends that went to see you that were already going, uh-oh, if Tad pulls it off tonight, what are we going to do? How are we going to watch this game? We got to figure out, we got to get a little group chat going. I don't know, we got to like watch it on Zoom together. I don't know what everybody's going to do, but all of the sudden, I became public enemy number one here in the Mile High City as the resident Oregon State fan. So, you know, our good friend Sean Drotar is already trash talking me. I'm getting it from all directions, my friend.
Oh, that's wrong. I mean, I'm pulling for Oregon State. You know, it could be a bid stealer if you're sweating out on the bubble. I'm looking at you, Syracuse or Colorado State, Utah State, some of those teams there. But man, it would be quite the story if the Beavers pulled off the stunner and somehow bounce themselves into the field. I still do like Oregon, though, as a future ticket to fire off on for the Final Four at plus 900. Chris Duarte can fill it up. And if they are, you know, applying the pressure and converting some of those turnovers for easy buckets, they're going to be a very tough out in the NCAA tournament. Look, if you want to get on any of the action on this Saturday or any future wager as well, do so at DraftKings Sportsbook. Look, yeah, the conference tournament's well underway, very deep. We're going to have some more tickets punched here on this Saturday, and bubble teams are making their final push for a bid while top seeds are preparing for what they hope is a long March run. And DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is putting new customers in the center of the action. Bet $4 on any underdog, and if they win, you win $256. It's that simple. That's right. Bet $4 on an underdog in select college basketball games, and if they win, you collect $256. And the bank, yeah, it's wide open. So here's what you got to do. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN when you sign up to turn $4 into $256 if the underdog of your choosing pulls off the upset. That's code FTN to turn $4 into $256 for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Colorado, New Jersey, Indiana, or Pennsylvania residents only. New customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in Indiana. 1-800-9 with it. And with that, let's get to this very rare Saturday edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy. We got to go to the Miggity Mac Daddies and talk about which Mid-American Conference team is going to punch its ticket for the NCAA tournament. And we got a battle between the Ohio Bobcats going up against the Buffalo Bulls. And I am going to be like that dude in Pamplona is going to get trampled. I'm going to run with the Bulls and hopefully not get gored by them and lay the 2.5. Look, these have been the top two teams in the MAC Conference over the last month. Ohio, offensively getting it done, number 32 in the nation over that month's span and points per possession scored. The Bulls, meanwhile, top 45 in adjusted defensive efficiency, giving up just 0.929 points per possession. So your classic case of offense versus defense. But the Bulls, they got Nate Oates' fingerprint still all over this team. They are the fastest team in the country, number one at adjusted tempo, according to KenPom.com. And the Bulls also have a major glass advantage with Josh Mbala. They are generating a second chance in their last eight games, an astonishing 41.1% of their possessions. So they got a leg up there. All they got to do for Buffalo to cover this game is really defend the perimeter well, as Ohio is shooting 38.9% in its last seven games from along the arc. But the Bulls are giving up just 28.5% in that area of the box score. So in the end, give me Buffalo, which has covered in five of its last seven games, Lundy, minus 2.5. Feed or follow?
I will follow with this one. I do would love to see you, by the way, running with the Bulls in Pamplona. I think that would be highly entertaining.
I'd be dead.
Yeah. You go back to the two meetings during the regular season with these two teams. Obviously, the big thrashing that Buffalo put on Ohio back at the end of February, winning that one by 20. Prior to that, Ohio picked up the victory, so the Bobcats got it, but only by one. I think this is one where Buffalo is going to look a little bit more, maybe not that big time, you know, almost two dozen point victory that they got at the end of February, but I think they're going to look a lot more like the team that we've seen more recently than the one that took on Ohio back at the end of January and lost. So, yes, I think the Bulls will be punching their ticket with the championship.
Yeah, I'm bullish on Buffalo.
Number four.
All right, let's go to the ACC, and we've had all kinds of COVID problems in that conference tournament. Duke, adios amigo, and Coach K and the cowardly act that he pulled. Oh, yeah, we're just going to call it a season. Because of COVID-19, we're going to use this as a very convenient excuse because you weren't making the damn tournament anyway, Coach K. And obviously, they're not going to be in the NIT. They're not going to be an alternate either in the NCAA tournament as a backup plan that the NCAA is implementing. And also UVA, Gonzo as well, due to COVID-19 issues, though they should be available for the NCAA tournament, and they will hear their name on Selection Sunday. But we have a champion to crown there in that conference tournament. We got Georgia Tech going up against Florida State, and I like the Yellow Jackets, man. You know this. I've got a 10-1 ticket on them that I released here on the Fade the Noise podcast before the ACC tournament for them to get the automatic berth. It might be some hedge life for me on the live line here, but I do like Georgia Tech plus 4.5 against Florida State. Tech 12-6 ATS against ACC opponents this season. They're the number two team in overall efficiency, only bested by North Carolina in that category over the last month, as Tech, number 17 in the country during that stretch in adjusted offensive efficiency, and number 29 in adjusted defensive efficiency. Now, when these two teams played back in late January, Georgia Tech trounced FSU 76-65. They forced 21 turnovers in that game and were 19-25 for the charity stripe, despite shooting only 29.2% from three, which is really uncharacteristic for them. So, you know, if the Jackets continue to apply the pressure, FSU continues to make the mistakes, and knowing too Moses Wright's prowess in the paint, again, the Yellow Jackets shooting close to 59% in their last eight contests inside the arc. His production, Moses Wright, to go along with Jose Alvarado's penetration spells, pennies in your pocket if you back Georgia Tech and the points. Fade or follow?
I will follow, but I think this is going to be a close win for Florida State in this one. I don't think Tech actually pulls it off. I just think this is going to be a fantastic ACC game is what I'm expecting. I'm talking something like 75-73. Something like that's going to wind up being the final score. I think this is going to be a tight game between these two teams, because you talk about the fact that Georgia Tech was able to do things by, you know, getting to the free throw line and shooting uncharacteristically the last time that they played. I think those things will even themselves out. I think Florida State is playing well, but maybe Georgia Tech can pull their number. So not staying far away from the money line on this one, but I do like the idea of the Yellow Jackets getting 4.5.
I am here to hedge.
Number three.
All right, let's move on to the Big East. And hopefully the security guards at Madison Square Garden know who Patrick Ewing is now. It's utterly ridiculous. That was the most asinine, ridiculous thing I had ever heard of in my entire life, because his Hoyas are barking right now because they're in the Big East title game going up against a Creighton Blue Jays who took care of business against a white-hot UConn Huskies team. And you know what? I'm going to side with the Hoyas here. Plus 8.5. I think it's some books even have it at plus 9 right now. Georgetown 12-7 as an underdog ATS on the season. The formula for Patrick Ewing's club, very simple. It's defense. They're giving up just 0.909 points per possession in the last seven games. Second chances, they're getting an offensive rebound on 31.5% of their possessions during that stretch, and getting to the line, number 36 in the nation in free throw rate. And guess what, Lundy? They're knocking them down consistently. Earlier on this tournament, they were 23 for 23 at the charity stripe. Now, they're going to have to avoid the three-point blitz that Creighton can usually unleash on their opponents. But these two teams, they split in the regular season. And in the W for Georgetown, guess what they did? They got to the free throw line, 18 to 24, and they made 10 triples. So Blair, Rickett, Carey, if those guys can open up the heavens and drop some balls through the cylinder, Georgetown may not only cover, they could push Creighton to the bitter end and maybe steal a bid from one of those bubble teams out there. So fade or follow the Fightin' Patrick Ewings plus 8.5.
I'll tell you what, Brad, are we surprised that a team with Patrick Ewing there is pulling down rebounds? I mean, this is what you're supposed to do,
yeah,
right?
You got to do it.
Yeah, you got to get those second chance points. I think that's the only opportunity they've got to be able to stay in this one with Creighton. I like the idea of getting 8.5. You joked about hedging a moment ago. Well, this might be an alt lineup for me just in case Creighton gets hot. But if Georgetown can protect the glass, get their own second chance opportunities while not giving them to Creighton, they'll keep this game close. Now, you talked about the idea they could pop somebody's bubble. Georgetown and Oregon State right now being watched by a lot of teams, yep, to figure out if they're going to cost them a position or not. I think Georgetown can keep this one close. Not a victory. I like Creighton to win it, but I think GT can keep it close.
Yeah, look, if you want to get in on any of those players in that game, maybe a little Marcus Zagorowski, maybe a little Mitch Balak at monkeyknifefight.com. Go there right now and have an MKF in good time. Yes, they have player props on college in some markets, along with all the pros, NHL, NBA action tonight. Get all of it at monkeyknifefight.com. Again, it's just you against the house on all of your favorite player props, more or less, over or under on all the stats you already know. String together in packs of two all the way up to six. The more you hit, the more cash you stuff into your pockets. And use that promo code FTN. Again, promo code FTN. And when you do and you sign up, you get a free $5 game on the house only at monkeyknifefight.com.
Number two.
All right, let's go to the Big 12. And we got a matchup here between hotter than the sun, Oklahoma State team taking on the Texas Longhorns. And I'm going to continue to ride the heater with the Pokes here. And I'm going to take the points, which it's actually up. I just looked at it. It's up to plus 2.5 now, Lundy. And that to me is stealing in my estimation. I don't understand what the algorithms are, you know, what they're doing. I don't know if the computer systems are broken or why people are swaying the action, but Oklahoma State just continuously gets disrespected on a lot of these lines. They have won against the spread in 8 consecutive games. They just knocked off the Baylor Bears nearly by double figures going away yesterday. And I think they're going to handle business against this Texas team. Now, Oklahoma State last 7 games, number 48 in the country adjusted offensive efficiency, number 34 in adjusted defensive efficiency. I love the bounce across the board. The Pokes punish teams inside with their dribble drives, particularly Kay Cunningham, who plays some bully ball and just drives into contact or, you know, kisses off the glass, get a lot of and ones. As a team, over their last 8 games, are shooting 57.1% inside the arc, and they're getting to the free throw line at a prolific rate, the 40th most prolific rate over their last 7 games. Very downhill in their mentality, which you'd love to see. Now, these teams split in the regular season. It was a 77-74 win for UT in the first matchup. Oklahoma State in double overtime returned the favor, 75-67. The key here is minimizing the turnovers, which has been a bugaboo at times for the Pokes. If they do that, they hang on the glass, knowing the brilliance of Kane Cunningham, knowing how well Avery Anderson has played, and Likely and the Boons and Williams. I think Oklahoma State's going to win this thing straight up, quite honestly, and they're going to get the automatic berth and likely have their name called on the 2-seed line, Lundy. Nobody is rising more meteorically and on my bracket big board right now than OK State. So fade or follow Cade Cunningham and company plus 2.5.
I'll take the plus because I like him on the money line too. So yeah, I'm more than happy to take some points with that one and maybe even parlay it together with the game that we're going to wrap up the Fade 5 with here in a moment. But looking at this game in the Big 12 here, there's a couple of things that stand out for me. One, I think it's going to be close just the way these two teams are playing. But Texas continuing to shoot from outside the arc, and they get themselves a lot of second chance opportunities when they do miss from outside the arc. Oklahoma State's got to be able to hit the glass, especially on those, you know, the clangers that come off the rim, those longer rebounds. They got to make sure that the Horns don't get a second chance because Texas has been doing that a lot. But if we're in a close game, Brad, if this thing is coming down the stretch, you know, maybe we wind up in overtime again, whatever. But if this game is coming down the stretch, I am going to feel a lot more comfortable if my ticket is on the team that has Cade Cunningham than on the other side. So if it's a close game, I'll take the fighting Cade Cunninghams over the Shaka Smarts.
Plus 125 on the money line at Tape Time, amigo. That is tasty.
Number one.
All right, let's move on. And, of course, we have got to feature my University of Illinois Fighting Illini taking on the Iowa Hawkeyes. And that line right now for the Orange and Blue down to 3.5 at Tape Time. And I think that's a gift. Illinois is rocking and a rolling, Lundy. 10-3 ATS in their last 13 games. They clobbered Rutgers yesterday, 90-68, coasting to that easy cover. Illinois in their last 8 contests, number 6 in the nation in adjusted offensive efficiency, number 12 in adjusted defensive efficiency, one of the true elites in terms of overall well-roundedness. That is Brad Underwood's team. And Illinois has been tenacious on the glass. They've been waxing that glass, Lundy. Number 27 in their last 8 in offensive rebounding percentage, so getting a lot of second-chance opportunities there with Kofi Coburn. And number 20 as well in defensive rebounding percentage. That's where they will have a distinct advantage in this game. Illinois, too, 55.5% inside the arc shooting here over the last month. And number 19 in free throw rate, though. Kofi has really piled up the bricks at the charity stripe. Luka Garza got in foul trouble. And the only matchup that these two teams had in the regular season in Champaign, and he was pushed to the perimeter because of Coburn's presence in the post. And I would expect that again. You know, it's going to be a war. It is going to be quite the battle. And yes, the Hawkeyes D is suddenly hunkered down. They're giving up just 0.877 points per possession in their last 8. But I think Illinois, and, you know, this is me trying to say this as objectively as I possibly can, despite the, you know, inner thigh block eye tattoo that I have, Lundy. But I think nobody in the country right now, maybe Gonzaga, though, you know, we haven't seen him play much this week because they already had their conference tournament wrap up and they handle business in spectacular fashion going away late against BYU. I don't think anybody in the country is playing better basketball and peaking at the right time than Illinois. So fade or follow the ILL minus 3.5 against the rival Hawkeyes.
Well, I'll tell you what, I'll put the Oklahoma State Cowboys on that same sentence.
Yeah, they're in the conversation.
Well, playing. Yeah. But Illinois is playing well right now. Really looking forward to this game. But you're right. The trick for Illinois, everybody paying attention to Luka Garza, the trick with Illinois is that they can force him to have to come outside because of Kofi Coburn, despite the fact that he sits there at, what, 7 feet and about 290.
Yeah, that's correct.
You know, Coburn has the ability to force you to move around on the court and therefore change up your defense, and Garza can't do what he's used to, and I think that's how the foul trouble can come along. So tell you what, I will roll with you with this one. I will give the love to your ILLINI, but I don't ever want to talk about your inner thigh ever again.
You don't want to rub it? You don't want to massage it? It's a little tight right now, Lundy. Sure?
No.
All right, well, I'll give you a palate cleanser. A little bonus time here, folks. I like San Diego State straight up at -129 if you want to lay the -2 against Utah State at -107. Take the money and run. And I like Memphis to cover against Houston this afternoon at +7. Just too many points there. Too many points for the Tigers and a team that if they win, like Oregon State, like Georgetown, they would be a bid stealer. So a lot of people are going to be sweating out Saturday there in Bubbleville. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Faith of Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review as well if you made maybe a couple of bucks off this podcast or just enjoy thoughts of my inner thigh and the tattoos and Lundy rubbing it. Because why wouldn't that garner 5 stars in a review? And check out the NCAA Tournament Scouting Guide available on Monday morning at FTMBets.com. We're going to have full pluses and minuses, players to watch, outlooks for every NCAA tournament team. And it's only $7.99. It is your ultimate resource for this year's big dance. And as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.